Thanks, Mickey, and thanks for having me and let me talk briefly here. And thank you for getting the Eastern Sierra Climate Communities. I always mess up that ESCCRP. Yeah, so I am a graduate student here in UC Santa Barbara, and so I'm working with a couple classmates on a communication project that will actually be presenting tomorrow, but we're presenting that end of it, and we're still doing some work even after that into next week for it. We're working with the White Bark Institute, a local nonprofit that's doing some work in the space, so we're helping them think about kind of community outreach and how to message and strategize regarding fuels mitigation and management around fire protection, specifically in Mammoth Lakes, but there is some idea that it can be kind of scaled up regionally. White Bark is currently hiring an education and outreach coordinator, I believe, who hopefully can take some of the work that me and my classmates have done and use some of that in the future. I can show you the presentation if you want, but I don't think it's really that necessary because I can just give you the rundown here. But yeah, as Mickey said, any folks, we're particularly interested in second homeowners, but if you are not, feel like you're a second homeowner, you're a year-round resident or another description, you are still welcome to get in touch with me and give me your thoughts because we welcome any insight. But specifically, we kind of discussing it with our client. Those of you who voted a couple of years ago might remember there was a parcel tax on the ballot in 2020 in the primary election, and it was a parcel tax to have a fee to go towards fuels mitigation, and it needed a two-thirds majority to pass since it was a tax, and it got like 65% instead of the necessary 66%. So it's a little bit of an interesting dynamic because talking to our client, we decided to focus on second homeowners. I mean, obviously, this isn't just a topic that affects them. It affects everybody in the community, and particularly some of the other members of the community may even be more reasonable to reach out to, but we figured in regards to particularly that voting aspect, if somehow they are registered to vote in Mammoth, in Mono County, but then they are not residents there year-round, is there a way to kind of engage them more both at the political level and then also at the actual individual level of how to do good fuel mitigation on their property and become kind of invested in that. A quick rundown of what we've done. We focused kind of the first, it's a 10-week project, so we're actually done, like we're presenting tomorrow and then we have some more outreach we're doing still on the client end. And so we did a lot of literature review and we found some good literature, but it's rather dated. So there hasn't been a whole lot done in this space kind of from an academic perspective in the last few years, and not all of it's necessarily from the Eastern Sierra. And at least within our group, we feel like the fire situation has shifted to become a bit more extreme in the last 5 years. So that's something we really wanted to kind of link this rather dated literature to kind of more current perceptions. And I guess a quick rundown of where we got to. We ended up settling on, are there ways to kind of get landscape companies that are actually directed towards helping you do defensible space on your property? Is there ways to, because we kind of think of second homeowners, maybe they come in for however long they come in and they don't necessarily want to spend their time clearing defensible space or removing trees. They're too close to their property. So how to kind of link that time and aesthetic. And then maybe if you live here year round, you think, hey, I like my yard looking like it's not going to catch on fire. Whereas somebody who comes in for a few weeks a year maybe looks at it and like, I want trees right up on my property. So how can we kind of shift that perspective?